Hello, I am Amit Bapat. In this video, I'll show you how to get started with Azure Key Vault and build your first Hello Key Vault application. Many cloud applications need to store sensitive data like passwords, access keys, and cryptographic keys. Azure Key Vault offers an easy, cost-effective way to safeguard keys and other secrets used by cloud applications and services. Before we get into the details, let's familiarize ourselves with some key concepts. Applications that need access to Key Vault are registered with Azure Active Directory as service principals. The administrator then creates a Key Vault and sets access control on the vault so the application can access it. To access the Key Vault, first the application authenticates with Azure Active Directory and gets a token. The application presents this token to Azure Key Vault and Azure Key Vault grants access based on access control list. To build our first application, you will need a few things: Azure subscription, Azure PowerShell, and Azure Key Vault sample code. Here are the four easy steps to get to our first Hello Key Vault application. First, create a service principal. For this step, you need application name and application URI. To create a service principal, go to manage.windowsazure.com in your browser and log in. On the left side, scroll down and click on Azure Active Directory. Then click on the directory name. Now click on Applications at the top and then Add button at the bottom. Now select Add an application my organization is developing. Enter name of the application and then click the arrow. Then in Application Properties, provide a sign-on URL and App ID URI. Don't worry too much about these values, you can change them later. On the application screen, click Configure. Now scroll down on the next screen and note down the client ID. We'll use this as Auth Client ID in step 3. Now under the keys section, create a 1-year key and then click save. On the next screen, note down the value of your newly created key. We'll use this key as auth client secret in step 3. Now that we have created the service principal, let's create a key vault and give permissions to our application to access this vault. For this step, you'll need a key vault name, a resource group name. Resource groups allow you to manage all your resources in an application together. You also need to decide the location where this key vault will be created. Start Azure PowerShell. Make sure the version is 0.9.1 or later. Now run add Azure account and follow prompts to authenticate. Now run switch Azure mode command to switch to Azure Resource Manager mode. Create a resource group with new Azure resource group command and specify name and location. Now create a key vault. Specify key vault name, resource group name, and location. Now set the access policy. For service principal, we'll use the client ID we noted in step 1. For this example, we are giving all permissions to our application. Also note down the key vault URI. You'll need this in next step. Now that we have our service principal and key vault ready, let's get to the sample code. For this step, you'll need to download and unzip the sample code zip file, client ID and client secret from step 1, and the key vault URI from step 2. Unzip the sample code zip file, then locate the solution file and load it in Visual Studio. Now open the app.config file, set the app URI, auth client ID and auth client secret from the previous steps, and then save the file. Now we are ready to build and run our Hello Key Vault application. Build your solution and then you can find your Hello Key Vault executable under the samples Hello Key Vault bin directory. Use the quick links below to learn more about Azure Key Vault.